Yeah. You know, budget's a huge, huge effort on the part of a lot of staff members, particularly our finance department and department heads, begin working early on in the year, and crafting their draft department budgets. And then we put together what's called the city manager's proposed budget. That's presented to the commission over the course of several meetings, which the commission's done. So they've done their work as well. And so we had our public hearing yesterday, and the notice of public hearing suggested a budget that would go up 1.09 mils, which is a pretty big step for us in 1 year. But you know, I think if you look over the last several years, maybe the last decade, that still just represents about a less than 1 mil increase over what it was then. So commissions are historically very responsible. This year's commission's no exception. There were some kind of tough decisions that they had to make to get it to that level. Very thankful to department directors. The notion that if you don't spend it, you'll lose it doesn't exist with the city of Garden City. You know, it really doesn't. And you don't have to look any further than our general fund department heads, and they come through strong. They know that the healthier the general fund is and carries over into the next year, the more likely that they and the commission will be in lockstep on what the goals are and how we pay for those things. And so I know the commission appreciates that, and I certainly do too. It's public budgets are difficult. They're tough to do, because you know, at the end you have this from a professional standpoint, you have an expectation of quality service delivery and providing the best you can for your community, but you really have this at times restricting influence of limited resources. And you know, in Garden City, just with the ingenuity of our department heads, the historic fiscal conservatism of the commission, and just a lot of good habits, we don't seem to be in a situation like a lot of other cities around the state or other agencies that have to do similar budgeting. We're not doing massive budgetary across the board cuts or saying no to a lot of necessary equipment and maintenance needs. We're able to send our folks to the training they need to do their job right. We're able to implement a performance-based pay system that allows folks growth in their position, growth in income in their position as they become more experienced and more skilled. I'm pretty thankful for our situation. We'll turn around CD and start the 2021 budget. First steps of that actually start here in less than 2 months. And we'll start with the capital improvement planning process, and that feeds into the commission goal setting retreat that's after the first of the year, which turns into the department budgets, and we'll do it all over again. So it's just kind of a cycle. It never ends. Right. But as of yesterday, the commission officially adopted the city's 2020 budget.